This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us, class. I'm pretty sure you heard the top of the hour news. And Joe is asking Congress for authorization to spend $100 billion of your wherewithal, of your funds, to fund two wars, both of which are blowing up the planet, both of which are killing people and animals and destroying property and destroying the planet and polluting the planet. Joe is asking for Congress to do that, to fund it, more than they've already agreed to fund. It's my position that if Congress approves this, every single person in Congress who votes for this to fund these two wars should be fired immediately. Fired for breaching the public trust. That's my opinion. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Ben. And, you know, we don't normally talk about a lot of politics on my class, but Vince, haven't we learned from the past when we get involved in these wars and we just keep sending, you know, I mean, I understand there's probably a good side and a bad side, but no matter what side we put more arms in, the other side just ramps up their side. And haven't, you know, what did Einstein say? You keep repeating the same thing over and over. I mean, look at what just so recently happened with wars we fought in the Middle East, and we put all those arms and gave all our lives, and we don't have much to show for it, Vince. So I think all war is bad, and I think just no matter how much you feel for a side that's getting victimized, we've learned that the more arms and money you keep throwing at it, the more people that die. And that's how I feel, Vince, but I know it's, you know, probably lots of views out there. Anyway, just a tough time right now, Vince.
Yeah, it is a tough time. And we've been here before. We've been here at World War One, and you know, you get a murderer who wants to murder more people and steal more other people's land. World War One, same thing in World War Two. Adolf Hitler wanted more land. He wanted more power. He wanted more control, and a lot of people. Ended up paying the price for that. So, you know, in the American Revolutionary War, there were 8,000 combat deaths, 8,000. But the total number of deaths were 31,000. So there's something called collateral damage. Then, then we had the American Civil War, 214,000 casualties in battle, 655 total. Then we have, let's see. Let's go to our adventure in Korea. Now, wait a second.
We were retaliating against the North Korean site. I think Vietnam would be the better example.
Let's go to World War One. Okay.
Yeah.
53,000 were killed.
Yeah. And for really no reason, Vince. I mean, we now know there was no rational reason for us to enter World War One, and by the way, probably led to the plague. In fact, I think statistics, it sounds like you have them in front of you, I believe more people died of the plague in World War One than died in battle.
Right. And one of the things that mass transit does for us, and one of the things that global transit does for us, you know, airplanes, is you can bring, heck, you could, can you imagine maybe even COVID could be brought from, China to the rest of the world. Via airplanes. I submit to you, nobody needs to fly. Nobody. Nobody needs to fly. It's not necessary.
Well,
we have telephones.
Be tough for the birds to find food.
Well, well, I said nobody. I didn't say no thing. But, I guess the point is, this is insanity. Insanity, killing people, killing more people, blowing up more stuff. We're running out of resources on the planet. And these two wars, we're going to fund blowing up more of it. We don't need to do that.
You know what the irony is, Vince? There's a good concern for our air quality and our environment, and I think that's all good, and I think you agree. But does anybody figure how much pollution you put in the air when you start blowing up buildings and bodies rotting and bombs going off and jets firing on people and all that, those fumes and the tank shells I don't know. It'd be interesting to see a statistic on the environmental problems we have on war. And some of the same people that want to protect the environment are now calling for increasing wars. Doesn't make sense to me, but
you're talking about Joe and company, who is saying, don't y'all be buying any new gas appliances like hot water heaters, and don't you be buying any gas stoves because of the pollution. And yet he is requesting $100 million to blow up the planet. Unbelievable, the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And Bert, what's on the agenda for today?
Well, Vince, you mentioned viruses. So looking at a report that this one, you know, again, I thought it'd be something out of Babylon Bee. But there's a Chinese-run laboratory in California that, with very loose controls, that was experimenting with HIV, herpes, malaria, COVID, all kinds of deadly viruses. It was just set up in this, office complex in Fresno. It looks decrepit. And I think it was only discovered because either a fire inspector or some sort of an inspector was checking out. He had some suspicions, and he sees a garden hose going through a hole in the wall. And well, that led to it eventually getting shut down. But man, I hope he didn't go in there without a mask, because what they found, it's hard to believe, Vince, what they found is thousands of malnourished mice just in bins, you know, half alive, all types of viruses and bacteria stored improperly, shoddy freezers not working right, samples of malaria just sitting out in the open, all with Chinese characters. So this was apparently owned by Chinese company, and we're looking at HIV, COVID, chlamydia, meningitis, herpes, and as I said, malaria. Vince, right, I mean, I'm looking at the picture. It's just right in an industrial mall, in Sleepy Town in California, and I don't know how they got away with it for so long, but hard to believe, Vince. 32 freezers in this building, all with improper storage. And while the company's complaining and saying, you can't shut us down, and they want to sue the county because the county is going to destroy the lab, and I hope they do it in the right way, Vince, because you don't want those pathogens floating in the air. But can you believe that, that was going on pretty much in plain open, a Chinese-run biolab? And by the way, we now know it received U.S. taxpayer funding. So U.S. was paying this lab, illegally set up, run by a Chinese company, to do bio research in Fresno, California. Pretty amazing, Vince. And I don't think a lot of people know that this happened because mainstream media just, I guess there's more important things to talk about right now.
So, Bert, we now have people just setting up, going off and doing things, whatever they want. We've got people launching rockets into space because they want to. We've got bio labs being set up because people want to. These are all really, really dangerous things. And you reported last time you were on the air with us that the satellites are falling down. And there is a greater and greater likelihood that someone might be hit by a satellite. Now, class, if you think about this, if a pea, you know, a split pea, you know, a dried pea, were to land on you from outer space, if it didn't burn up in the atmosphere, and it'd be going, oh, maybe, I don't know, 17,000 miles an hour, it'd kill you, right?
Yeah.
So there are people who, in cities, who don't want other people to have guns because they could be 22 caliber, which is a little smaller than the size of a pea in diameter, and that can kill you. So now we're looking at guys who have just decided they're going to put satellites up in space without any concern about what the fallout is going to be or the fall down is going to be when these things fall down. And 100% of them will fall down. 100, not some, not a few, all of them. All of them will fall down. And some of them will burn up, and some of them will remain intact and will be white hot, ready to start a wildfire. And Smokey the Bear used to say, only you can prevent forest fires. So here we have the potential for people who just decide that they want to send rockets into space. And they fall down too, by the way. The rockets, they fall down.
Yeah.
But, Bert, this is crazy. Everything's broken. Everything is broken. And we have a buffoon in charge. Bert, we've had a hit or miss with spraying the skies. We had one day of spraying the skies. When they're not spraying, we are generating record amounts of solar energy. Almost 5 kilowatts this morning at 9:30 in the morning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, you mentioned your solar, and I'm checking. So we have had correlation in the past between solar wind and what's called the planetary K index and your solar output. But remember, your solar panels are generating electricity from all wavelengths of sun, and the solar storms have to do with the plasma. So anyway, looking at the graph, and it's moderately low. So in this case, I believe your electricity is just from probably a very hot sun and low cloud cover, because nothing I can see on the solar wind. Now, saying that, we've had some outbursts last week, and we are going into a solar peak as we enter the top of the 11-year solar cycle. So we're definitely looking for the sun to have a bunch of storms and create havoc on the planet. But it is, according to, this is from NOAA.gov, they have something called Space Weather Prediction Center. It's a great panel, shows you all kinds of statistics and graphs of what's coming from the sun. And right now it's fairly low, Vince, but we keep an eye on this, because you generally do have a couple of days warning when a solar storm erupts. We can track it, see if it's heading toward the Earth, and sometimes there's precautions you can take. And in other cases, Vince, it's just going to be a nice solar storm that you can see northern lights and various things like that. In fact, I got a note from another USA Prepares instructor a couple of days ago, how he mentioned that he was flying over the North Pole coming back to the United States, and how the solar storm he saw was something he'd never forget for the rest of his life. And he was over Alaska, and on his way heading down, you know, to Canada and back to the U.S. And he said, quoting him, and by the way, class, this was Lou Cassidy, another USA Prepares instructor. He said, refueling in Anchorage at dusk, flying over northern Canada, had a window seat and an unbelievable light show I will never forget for the rest of my life outside my window. We were flying right alongside the Aurora Borealis at the solar maximum. It was a long flight. I was going to sleep, but I didn't get a wink. I was so in awe. It's still awesome in my mind. Continuous colors, flashes, swirls, lines of light throughout the spectrum. It looked like the Starship Enterprise flying through a nebula. What an experience with solar activity. That was a quote from Lou Cassidy, mm-hmm. Vince. So we are going
to the solar
maximum.
Yeah. Do you think that the damage that we're doing to the skies by boring holes in them tens of thousands of times a day with commercial aircraft, jet engines, that and the decreasing of the electromagnetic field of the Earth itself, which I believe is being impacted by all of these electric devices that we have, power lines, large transformers, huge generators, Teslas, the proliferation of more and more electronic motors, creating more and more electrical fields, that this is impacting the solar rays.
Yeah. I think I hear your question. So the point is, yes, the Earth has been undergoing these storms for millions, if not billions of years, but now we have an atmosphere that has pollutants and all kinds of, you know, we used to have a lot of ozone in the atmosphere that created some holes. And, really what it was fluorocarbons that created holes in the ozone that was protecting us. And so that's gotten a little better, but we got lots of pollution, lots of whatever comes out of the jets flying back and forth. So, Vince, the answer is I don't know, but it's an interesting premise because that solar radiation and plasma may react differently to what man has thrown up there to add in addition to the normal atmosphere.
Yeah, maybe Joe and company can measure the exhaust of a jet engine and compare that with a kitchen stove.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. In addressing the nation last night, President Biden says there's nothing greater than getting the hostages held by Hamas back home. The FBI continues to monitor threats here in the U.S. and overseas as the Israel-Hamas conflict rages on. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. The proposal to authorize interim speaker Patrick McHenry to assume the role until January is now facing resistance. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan informed reporters, though, that Republican members have opted not to vote on a resolution to grant McHenry that power. As the UAW strike continues, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. Negotiations with the big three automakers have shown limited progress. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I can't think of any good news, Bert. What's next?
Well, I have some good news, Vince. There's good things happening in the world. Vince, today, October 20th, is the 4-year anniversary of the longest airline flight in history. Vince, on October 20th, 2019, Qantas had a 10,200-mile nonstop flight from New York to Sydney, Australia. And Vince, 10,200 miles. Take a guess at how long. I don't have here the type of jet, but how long do you think that flight took? as it was traveling.
I'm thinking about how much fuel
atmosphere.
I'm thinking about how much fuel that jet-powered aircraft burned and how much oxygen it consumed that destroyed the planet that much more.
Yeah, and the whole
How long did it take to destroy the planet that much more?
Well, then the 10,200-mile flight, and I don't know, this probably covers some hovering at the airports, especially when you're getting ready to land. But then 19 hours and 16 minutes. It's the longest nonstop flight in airline history. Vince, October 20th, 2019. Also, you talked about war. Vince, on October 20th in 1918, World War One ended.
That was heralded as the war to end all wars.
Yeah. Let me think. Did we have any fighting after October 20th, 1918? Was there any more problems in the world since then?
A little over 100 years ago.
Years was pretty smooth sailing, wasn't it, Vince?
There's probably maybe 50 more wars since then across the world, at least.
Yeah. Well, they at the same kind of tone, but maybe a little more uplifting. On this day in 1944, General Douglas MacArthur returned to the Philippines. And as he strode ashore, got his pants wet, I'm looking at the photo, said, "I have returned." And that was the beginning of the liberation of the Philippines from Japanese occupation for past 2.5 years of World War II before that.
My dad was there. My dad was... His boss was General Douglas MacArthur.
Wow.
And and my dad was there at the liberation, U.S. Army, first sergeant, at the liberation of the Philippine Islands and Luzon and the liberation. And he said to me, "Vinny, you will never forget the smell of rotting flesh as long as you live." And that's what's happening right now, and Joe is encouraging it with $100 billion of our funds denominated in U.S. dollars. I can't believe it.
Yeah, by the way,
who's
then,
a plagiarist,
yeah,
and stole another guy's wife. How could we expect more from anybody than who's a serial plagiarist? Serial plagiarist, Bert.
Yeah, he's not running the country, is he? Well,
the question is, who actually is running the country? Well, we know that it's a committee of 300, but these people are sick. They really are sick. You know, Bert, I think there are too many people. I do, and I think had we been educated, had we learned about you have to feed people, you have to clothe them, there's waste products, they consume energy. Some people say, we need more people. I think there are plenty. And I think had we been educated in elementary school, grammar school, middle school, high school, university level, that we need to have children at a reasonable number. And be able to, if you're going to have them, you need to be able to pay for them, feed them, clothe them, house them. Just don't just have them and then let somebody else worry about the funding of them. Make sure they all get educated. Make sure we don't throw trash out the window and stamp out our cigarette butts in the parking lots and build trash moors everywhere and litter the planet with radioactivity and electromagnetic radiation and jet fuel exhaust. But we don't do that. We don't do that. Now, I know when you were at the university level, that era, we were concerned about the environment. And we've ruined it. It's getting worse because China's not paying attention to air quality and making substandard products that end up in the landfill way before they should.
Yeah.
This is all insanity. Yeah. And then Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, he was quoted as, and I'm paraphrasing, like, yeah, if people want to buy a new phone every year, that's great. Apple keeps introducing new phones, and people go, oh, I got to get a new one because, you know, my heck, I got mine, well, at the beginning of the year, and I want to get another one. And people are getting new phones. That's crazy. Now, it used to be that a Western Electric landline phone would last, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years. I still have one. Bert, I still have the one from the kitchen on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Still have it.
Yeah, I just got rid of one that finally stopped working properly. But those old phones, man, they held up. And they didn't change much year to year until toward the end when the AT&T was getting deregulated and the new companies came out. And then they started building the electronic versions that were about one quarter the weight. And those first ones didn't last very long at all. But yeah, if you had one from I guess 60s through part of the 70s, they were well built. They were heavy and they still work because they maintain the same parameters on the voice lines. Vince, did you see the solar eclipse last Saturday?
No, but I felt it.
You felt it? Yeah.
Yeah, it got colder. It got colder.
Yeah, but you didn't put on a pair of protection glasses and look up and see it?
No.
Okay. Well, next one is coming.
I was working, Bert.
Yeah. Did you feel it, though? Did the sky get a little dark? Yeah.
Yeah, I felt it. And when, I wasn't kidding when I said I didn't see it, but I felt it. Yeah, the sky got darker and the temperature dropped. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That sun thing is working.
Did the animals ask what was going on or sense something?
No. Well, I'm sure they noticed, but they didn't put two and two together.
Okay. Well, we're having another one in April 8th next year. That's actually supposed to be bigger. The one from Saturday was what's called an annular, and it doesn't quite completely cover the sun. And the one in April will be for large parts of North America and Central America will be a total eclipse. And so that's coming up on April 8th. So that's 1 week after April Fool's Day next year, Vince. And should be a little bigger than the one on Saturday while you were working. And it'd be interesting because I don't know if there's any connection or interaction, but we'll also be at the peak of our sunspot cycle next year. So it'd be interesting to see if there's any correlation or if the effects are any different.
Bert, I think you were at our house back in the 70s, and in the kitchen there was this wall phone. It had a rotary dial. It was red. A red wall phone. My mom put in some wallpaper that had a little hint of red in it. And I don't know why. Maybe that was a color scheme back in the 60s, in the 70s. But I still have that red wall phone, Bert. I really do.
Yeah. No, I believe you.
We don't throw things out here. We don't.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that they were built rock solid. Now, they didn't really recycle them. If you the phone company guy would have some in his truck and you needed a phone. And I think way back they considered it that you were only borrowing it, that AT&T owned the phone. But I remember something like that. But it didn't matter. I mean, if you had it, you had it.
You rented it. You rented it for $1.17 per month.
Yeah, something like that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the Bell system, the Bell telephone system, was ordered disbanded by Judge Green, I don't think they knew what to do with all those wall phones, because the company that used to be was broken up into little what they call baby Bells. like Southwestern Bell, and I think Pacific. I think there's a Pacific Bell.
Yeah. Then they started merging and rebuying each other, and it's kind of crazy. And then we're back to the old AT&T, which owns some of the Baby Bells, as they were called at the time. So kind of changed all over the map. In the big picture, I don't know if it did any good or not. I don't know. You could probably find opinions all over. Sometimes there's something to be said about having one company run it, because there's efficiencies of scale. And Vince, if I remember correctly, the phone service was pretty good back then. It was expensive. If you
the phone service was 99.9997% reliability.
Yeah, now you paid through the nose for a long time.
And
but it was reliable.
We did. And the interesting, well, those are paid for long distance, right? But it was extremely reliable, as you said. And the phones, the telephone sets, as they were called, that thing that sits on your desk or hangs on your wall, that telephone set was repairable. There were parts, but they were designed so well you hardly ever had to fix them. But the telephone repair technicians in the cities had a term for, there's a specific kind of problem with the phones. And so if you were to call it, it wouldn't ring. So, for example, if you were to place a call and the receiving end of that call wouldn't pick up the phone because it didn't ring. It had two bells and a clapper that would clap the bells and make that telephone ringing sound. Well, what would happen is it was warm inside the telephone set, and roaches would go in there, and they would set up shop. And they'd invite other roaches, and they'd have baby roaches, and a whole bunch of roaches would live in the phone. And Bell Telephone had a term for that kind of non-ringing phone. It was called BDR. So it was a BDR problem, as in Bell Don't Ring.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Bert and class,
yeah,
we're going to be expanding our instructor, the number of instructors, by one. And, Bert, I think we're going to be the first broadcast to bring on a medical doctor who happens to be a dermatologist. I'm pretty excited about it. Actually, I'm very excited about it. So
well,
I just wanted to mention
that
to you.
Hey, real quick, before we wrap up here, I want to share with class, we were talking about telephones and early technology of the 1970s. Vince, there's a story that I'd like to relate, and it came to mind. Back in the 1970s, there were a couple of hippies that were living in Silicon Valley, and Vince, they were building a device that you could, you could make long-distance phone calls for free. And the way it worked is there's a series of tones that's used on the long-distance network. I don't think they still do it this way because it's all digital. But these tones, they were similar to the tones from a push telephone, you know, a regular tone. And basically those tones are two frequencies combined. But it was a different set of tones than the actual telephones used. They were different frequencies, but very similar in how it worked. And, Vince, if you could get onto, say, a toll-free long-distance call and then disconnect it, you were still on the trunk, which is the main line, as it's called, and then you can put in these tones and route a call to anywhere in the world. And, Vince, there were you know, a bunch of people building these devices. They were called phone freaks, and there were two in particular, two hippies living in Silicon Valley, and they were building these devices and selling them and for fun, and they were calling all around the world and selling these devices to their friends. And Vince, one day, they, you know, I guess word of mouth went around, and they sold it for, I don't know, $100, a couple hundred dollars, and they were delivering a blue box, as it's called, to a guy at a hotel, and he goes, "Oh, thanks, boys. Thanks, this looks great." And they go, "Well, $200. And the guy pulled out a gun and said, "How about your life?" And they ran out and said, "Holy cow, let's find something else to build instead of blue boxes." So they had already been playing with computers, and they said, "Hey, you know, there's this new microprocessor out. Let's try and build a home computer." And I think that's going going to be a lot safer than this telephone stuff where we almost got killed. And so these two guys started experimenting with computers, and by total coincidence, they were both named Steve. And Vince, their computer worked really well. And one of the Steves had worked on an apple farm in Oregon earlier, so he said, let's start a company. So Vince, these two hippies that were started building phone devices to call long distance for free, mostly for fun, but also to make a little money. Well, Vince, they started building computers, and they named the company Apple Computer. And Vince, that corporation now is the largest corporation on the planet Earth in terms of sales and market capitalization. And, well, Vince, they branched out into a lot of things besides computers, but that's a true story. We talked about the AT&T handset and the early phone system. A true story, Vince, of how the largest company that we've ever seen on this planet started in the 1970s. Apple Computer itself was incorporated in 1976. And I think that's a story a lot of class probably didn't know about. Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs, Apple Computer.
Well, there's more to that story, Bert, right?
There's
a guy by the name of Abby Hoffman. Huh?
A lot more, yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry. Even though the statute of limitations has expired, I won't tell the rest of that story. But how about this story? Abby Hoffman, he was involved in phone phreaking, making free phone calls. And there was a guy who was pretty famous back then, Captain Crunch.
Yeah, Apple hired him as one of their engineers.
No. And there was another guy by the name of Bill. And allegedly, and I cannot prove this, but this guy Bill built them and sold them, and he, you know, for money. So he was building a technology that took advantage of the phone system being so proud of their design for the telephone switching network that they published it. It's like, here's how you make the calls. All you need to do is make the phones and use the sequence of these tones, like 2,600 cycles per second, to blow off the call and redial another one. So, and that guy's name was Gates, allegedly. Allegedly. So I don't know if he did it or not, but he got credit in the media, on the internet, for making these devices, you know, when he was less than a multi billionaire. Just like Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, right?
Yeah.
Two other billionaires. Now, I don't think Abby Hoffman became a billionaire, and I don't think Captain Crunch became a billionaire. But the other guys did. Hey, Bert, what do you think, next week?
Yeah, you got it.
Get your people, talk to my people, and we'll
see if
we'll get a committee together. And
Okay.
Hey, Bert, thanks so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Class, have a wonderful weekend.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.